This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. You having fun? We pick up a new market. What is it like? WBDB? Something like that? I apologize. I don't know exactly where you guys are located. I got a new sheet. And so anyway, welcome, folks. Glad you're with me. We are so happy to have a new group of people to talk to. I feel like, you know, we've had this cozy little audience and suddenly a new neighbor has moved into town. So, welcome. And, of course, we continue to expand the digital footprint. So, glad you guys are here. I'm always happy to have new folks to talk to. And don't feel bad for you folks that are here. I'm not going to treat you like there's a new kid in town. There's talk on the street. It sounds so familiar. Not to go all Eagles on you, but I'm just saying, I love you all the same. Now, your love is not diminished because we grew the audience. Oh, my goodness. What do we want to talk about? Hey, I have a query for you. Wear an I Love America t-shirt or hat and watch what happens. Go into a big city. It doesn't have to say MAGA. It doesn't have to say America First. In other words, it doesn't have to say Make America Great Again. Just wear an I Love America hat or a patriotic shirt. You know, flag shirt that says, yeah, America. Anything close to that. And watch leftists. They lose their ever-loving minds. I don't get it. What is it about America that you don't want people proudly dismayed? Think about this for a second. People in America, there are leftists in this country, brain-dead, moronic, idiotic zombies, imbeciles. And when you wear something that says, I love my country, look at them. Look at them over there wearing that shirt. Wearing that hat, wearing that American flag, they cannot stand it. And here's the thing, they don't know why. It's a Pavlovian response of, oh, there's the flag, I hate it. I hate that person. That person must be a conservative. They can't stand you. You may not even be a conservative. You may just be a free-thinking person that says, sometimes I think this way, sometimes I think that way. They pigeonhole. You might as well be wearing a Gadsden flag, if any of those knuckleheads know what it means. Or you might as well be wearing a MAGA hat. Or America First. Think about the idea that Donald Trump says, make America great again. And people have a conniption. They want to kick your butt over wearing that. But you may not even espouse to Trump's ideology. You may go, look, you'd have to because you'd be making America great again, but you may not like Donald Trump, but you might like the concept of make America great again. And they want to beat you up. If you say America first, oh, you're a Trump guy. They want to beat you up. Think about what Trump has done here. Trump has forced people in a strange kind of way to say, look, do you love America? If you don't have to love me, do you want to make America great again? Yes or no? Do you want to put America first? Yes or no? And do you know there are people that are fighting that slogan? It isn't that Trump's, it's kind of like when Barack Obama said, change we can believe in. All right? Was he pitting you against him per se? Yes, he was. He was saying, you want change that you can believe in. We're saying, oh, yeah, we want change. The problem is we can't believe in it. See, there was no distortion with us with his slogan. This is not change we can believe in. You're a socialist. Now, had Barack Obama done what Donald Trump was doing, that would have been change I could have gotten behind. Not that I'm going to make it a gay, you know, sort of slogan, change I could get in behind. That went crazy. But you get what I'm saying. I'm not going to, Barack Obama saved Carrier. He started inspiring companies to bring their business back to America. Started, you know, went on his foreign tour and didn't apologize on behalf of America and put America first. If he truly had been transparent and said, I'm going to show you all these bills, and then we wouldn't have passed Obamacare. If he did not implement socialist policies that forced Americans to buy products from its government, it would have been change I could have believed in. But it wasn't. But you cannot go against Make America Great Again. Do you not like America? And remember their argument, America's already great. Okay, well, fine. What about Make America Greater Again? Still use the same MAGA. Or America First. Well, what's this deal, this obsession with making America first? What's your obsession with not making America first? But if you said, well, you don't, what do you have against change you can believe in? Well, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And if you say, well, Donald Trump doesn't really want to make America first, then why is he fighting China? Why is he talking about trade deals that make America better? Why is he talking about the dollar being devalued, in a bad way? In other words, they're cheating to do it. Currency manipulation. Why is he really talking tough to North Korea and getting the Chinese involved in that? Why is he really telling Putin, we're keeping the sanctions unless you do such a... In other words, he's backing it up. So if Donald Trump said, this is the real change you can believe in, I'd believe it. But Barack Obama doesn't. The point of it all is this. Barack Obama's slogan, in its own way, divided you, because you had to say, look, I either believe in the change or I don't. Donald Trump's slogan says, are you with us or are you not? Are you American or are you not? And you know what? Leftists don't like answering that question. When you bring up America, you conservatives aren't the only Americans. They're quick to say that. Okay, so I tell you what, let's have a little experiment. Do you know black folks that don't put their hand over their heart during the game? Do you know black folks that kneel during the national anthem? Do you know people who denigrate this country on the right? What side of the aisle are they on? What is their political ideology? Because I know these people, and I can guarantee you they do not vote Republican. So you've got this country that the left is divided, and not because, forget Donald Trump, the question is, do you love America? And let me tell you something, folks, here's the sad news. Many, many Americans on the left don't, white, black, or otherwise. Millennials think this country is colonializing and doing all these other things. I could talk to you about the colonialization of the people that would blow your mind. Policies of the left colonialize, not conservatives. We don't care what people want to do. We just want you to leave us alone. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can reach us on the internet. 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255 if you want to contact me. So, I don't know where in the hierarchy of questions this one falls, because obviously the one I get asked the most is, Kevin, why do black people vote Democrat? And then the second one is probably, Kevin, were you ever a Democrat? Okay. And then there's others. But the one I do get asked quite often is America racist? Kevin, do you think America is racist? And I answer, of course it is. Yeah. Look at the left. I mean, it's rampant racism over there. I could give you just issue after issue. I could start with Planned Parenthood and work my way down. Joe Biden? Racist? The black people in my neighborhood, in the black part of my town. Really? You got a black part of your town, Joe Biden? Wow. And Joe gets visas and he goes over and visits the black folks. He goes over to help the little colored peoples. He does. And of course, there's Barack Obama, one of the biggest racists to ever occupy the Oval Office, more heinous than Andrew Johnson. Andrew Johnson was a Ku Klux Klan cross-burning racist. who hated black folks, and his brother from another mother was Barack Obama in another world. Barack Obama, I don't care what he tells you, white people are there to be used, and it was a softer version of racism, but it was as racist as Andrew Johnson. You don't have to admit that. You don't have to believe that. That's my belief, and I know it to be true. So I get asked that question. Do you think America's racist? Of course it's racist. It's on the left. Now, if you take away leftist and you ask me, is America racist? I tell you, there would be a smidgen of racism left, because there are people on the so-called on the right who hold these prejudices, and they're racist, and you know they are the reason why the left get to taint us is being racist, because there's a couple of folks that are racist, you know. But let me tell you, the overwhelming majority of racists in this country are leftists. And then I'm going to prove to you that, of course, America really is racist, and you can disregard everything I just said. So, how am I going to do that, you're wondering, huh? Venus Williams. Yep. I watched as a Spaniard tennis player beat Venus Williams. Incredible, I thought. There is no way Venus Williams can lose this match. It was at Wimbledon. But she did. And immediately I knew why. It made me soul search, and I came. It was like a lightning bolt, you know, hit me in the head, and I knew why. Venus lost. Pay attention, people. Because Trump is racist, and he colluded with the Russians. Yeah, you hadn't even thought about this, had you? Yeah, my producer is looking at me going, with this, I can't even describe the look in her eye except to say the light just went on. Right? You guys are going, Kevin, you're a sage. Yeah, Venus Williams lost because Donald Trump is a racist who colluded with the Russians. You heard it here first, folks. Oh, yeah, you don't get this on Limbaugh. Yeah. See, while the president attended the G20 summit, he did something highly irregular. This is when it hit me. I want you guys to work with me here. He alluded that he might go to Wimbledon. He did. He was like, you know, I'm already, you know, over here. I'm in Poland. Why not just gallivant over to the UK? Of course, he went to see Macron on Bastille Day. You remember that? So why not go visit Venus Williams at Wimbledon in the UK? Not fooling me. That's all it took. Putin made a phone call. Voila. Is one outlet described this very in-your-face racism that I spotted and you missed. Garbine Muguruza, is that her name? Already knew what it's like to lose to a Williams in the Wimbledon finals. Now she knows how it feels to beat one for a championship at the All England Club. Muguruza powered her way to her first title at Wimbledon and a second in second at a Grand Slam tournament Saturday, beating a fading Venus Williams 7-5, 6-0 by claiming the game's final last nine games, the matches. So see, a Williams had already beaten that Spaniard, but Trump threatened to show up and all white heck broke loose. You know what I'm trying to tell you. Imagine how Venus Williams must have felt. I want to put you in the mind of Venus Williams for just a second, okay? When Donald Trump announced, I might come to Wimbledon, the fear that must have run through that woman, that young black woman's body when Donald Trump threatened to show up at Wimbledon. The president of the United States, the most powerful man in the free world and the slave world, coming to see her. Seriously, for black folks, that's considered a threat. If you see something, say something. Why would Trump threaten to go to Wimbledon in the first place? That's the first question that hit my mind when I read this. I was like, what? Doesn't the president have better things to do than harass a black woman attempting to set a record for being the oldest female winner at Wimbledon? See, she had a goal. She had a mission. Venus should not have to put up with this when she needed to concentrate on the task at hand. And I'm betting you that Donald Trump is going to show up there with a Confederate flag. Yeah. probably had somebody in the audience just waving a little Confederate flag. Well, not a big one, but the one of those little ones you can hold in your hand. And just like, every time Venus served, she had to look up at that Confederate flag. Apparently, Trump didn't get the memo in 2008. But tennis is no longer black, baby. Mm-mm. White presidents need not apply. Yeah. Here's the thing. It's too bad that Obama wasn't president. Because you can bet, if Obama was president, Venus Williams would have eked out a win at Wimbledon, set that record, and put black people on the map. Because, you know, black people don't play tennis. Black people would have been on the map for tennis. Who was that black tennis lady? What was her name? Now, before Venus, y'all don't even know. You know, do you know your, you don't know your black history. You're Jewish. That's okay. I forgive you. As they said in Schindler's List, I pardon you. I pardon you. Oh, man. Here's the thing. When America has a black president, black people fare better. That, at least the rich ones do. And I'm sure that black folks didn't imagine the impact that Donald Trump was going to have on black athletes, or else they probably would have elected Hillary. Don't you think? It almost goes without saying. If blacks failed at anything since Trump became president, it's because the man is a racist. I mean, think about all the things that blacks got excluded from because Trump is a white president. LeBron James, he couldn't win the NBA Finals. Why? Because Trump is racist. And what of all of James's black teammates? They feel the pain as well. Tiger Woods got arrested for a DUI. When? Huh? When? What, white people? During the time of Donald Trump. That wouldn't have happened under Barack Obama. You know what I'm talking about. Did you see that mugshot of Tiger? He looked like he was in a Trump zombie trance. And then, of course, we got Colin Kaepernick. Well, what? He can't even get a deal in football. I rest my case.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I said it like that because I want you to pay attention. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Oh, my goodness. We are so blessed. I can't even describe to you how blessed we are. I'm talking about my team. I'm talking about you as conservatives, all of us, the collective. We are blessed, folks. In more ways than you can imagine. Let me tell you why we're really blessed. The left don't get it. They're detached, you know, from reality. They don't understand where they stand, where they are in the scheme of things any longer. And it vexes them. And so what do? And I'm going to prove this to you. They don't know where they are, so how do you get somewhere? If you don't know where you're trying to get, how do you get there? When I'm talking to my team, I talk to them all the time. I'll say things like, okay, guys, so let's look at where we want to go with this. Because I can feel them scrambling, like, okay, Kevin, I don't have any ideas. And I'm like, okay, where do we want to go? That's all. That's generally the answer. You know, if your wife says, hey, let's take a vacation, you have to go, well, where do you want to go, babe? Because it matters, right? What kind of clothes you pack? How long are you going to be there? There's lots of questions in between. But Democrats have no clue. It's funny to watch them. When I tell you they got no clue, they have no clue. Anyway, we'll get to that. So there's a latest poll out. And based on this poll, let me just put it out there. I'm going to just rip the Band-Aid off. Donald Trump is the most hated president in history. These are the same polls that told us that Hillary Clinton would be president, I presume. But I've got it on good authority that Donald Trump is the most hated man in the world. Remember how sure they were, the left, that Hillary was going to win based on, what's that magic word? Polls? Some predict Clinton will ride into the White House with more than 300 electoral votes, a person tweeted. And despite the embarrassment, folks, the abject embarrassment of fake news polls, the media still wants us to believe that Donald Trump is not what America wanted. You voted for him, but you didn't really want him. Forget that. Let's just look at the numbers and believe them for a second. Half the country voted for Trump, half didn't. And of the half that voted for Trump, 14% of them are mad at him and they no longer want him. That's what this poll is telling you. A Washington Post ABC poll. Could you get more jaded? What's the word I'm looking for? Tainted? I was really looking for a J word. Jilted? Could you get more anti-Trump than the Washington Post and ABC? They have his approval ratings at 36%. It's laughable. Honest to goodness, folks, it is laughable. Think about it this way.
there's a poll that says that the 14% of the people that voted for Trump no longer like him. And I swear this is a true story. There's another poll that says 97% of the people who voted for Trump still support him. So only 3% in theory, and I don't even believe that poll. I don't know many people that voted for Trump to go, I just don't like what he said. He didn't do what he said. I don't know any. Ann Coulter was mad at him for a little bit, and I understand that he's trying to get health care through and he hasn't done it, but come on, seriously? But anyway, another poll only has 3%. So if you take that poll, then Trump should be hovering around 46-47% approval. But they want you to believe he's at 36%. The dude is a freaking rock star. He is Mick Jagger, Prince, and Michael Jackson all rolled into one. But they want you to believe nobody likes him. Approaching 6 months in office, this is what I'm reading from. Trump's approval rating has dropped to 36% from 42% in April. His disapproval rating has risen 5 points to 58%. Overall, 48%, they, quote, disapprove strongly of Trump's performance in office, a level never reached by former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, and reached only in the second term of George W. Bush and post-ABC polling. Polls we can believe in. Leftists simply don't want to believe, folks, that you don't believe the negative polls. See, we know the game. Leftists poll to establish and to reinforce their fake news narratives. Americans must believe that President Trump is unpopular and incompetent. Why? Because he's exactly the opposite. See, how else would they keep us from learning the truth? I'm talking about leftists. And the truth is, Barack Obama was unpopular and incompetent. Take away black folk adulation and Hollyweird entertainer support, and Barack Obama couldn't fill a high school. He couldn't fill a preschool auditorium. Trump, on the other hand, gets standing room only crowds everywhere he goes, consistent. And he receives overwhelming adulation in spite of the media onslaught. So they have to make you believe the unbelievable. There was a computer algorithm. I'm going to get all ethnic now. Yo, algorithm that ran. there's a computer algorithm that said Trump is at 65% approval. I'll get into that another time, but I'm telling you, when you apply logic to everything that's going on, you know that's probably close to correct. 65% approval. But the Washington Post and ABC poll says only 36% of the people polled, that's always the real thing, the people polled. I in fact, made up some polls. I was like, 89% of the people believe that the left eat their boogers. You know what I mean? Well, if you're going to make stuff up, let's just go for it. I would love to get your input on some polls. Shoot me a note. Tell me, Kevin, we should have a poll, and here's our narrative. See, here's the thing. This is the way you do your polling. You say, here's what I believe. I believe leftists are stupid, crooked, brain-dead morons. And so I'll poll to that. Something like, hey, I asked 100 conservatives, what do you think about leftists? Are they stupid? Are they idiotic? Are they moronic? Or are they crazy? You know, 96% of people thought the left was stupid, idiotic, moronic, and crazy, or other. Anyway, Trump gets standing room only. I mean, I'm just telling you, look, this is only the beginning, sadly, for the left. Trump is taking down the establishment, including the media. And these polls are meaningless. Leftists are abandoning the Democrats faster than Chrome Wheels and Compton. I'm just telling you, you're like Chrome Wheels. I'm talking about a car jacked up in Compton that's got some rims, baby. That ain't lasting through the night. You didn't know what I'm talking about. If you don't think the left are desperate, remember what I told you. They want to crack down on Trump's tweeting. Remember what I told you? And here's another. I'm talking about they're suing so that they can say, well, Donald Trump has to, let us have access to him on Twitter. And then here's another one. 67% of the people in another poll said they disapprove of Trump's use of Twitter. Now, I'm trying to give you some logic here. Twitter is Trump's weapon right now. But they are polling, and they say, Americans don't like him using Twitter. Remember, how many polls have we seen on this? Trump polling, people wish he'd quit. And don't misunderstand me, there were a lot of people on the right that wished he quit. But then they started coming around. I was one that said, you know what, I like his tweeting. But if you don't think it's working, then why did Evan Williams, the founder, the co-founder of Twitter, say, I feel bad. I think that Trump wouldn't be president. Here's what he actually said. It's a very bad thing, Twitter's role in that, talking about the election. If that's true, that wouldn't be that he wouldn't be president if it weren't for Twitter, then yeah, I'm sorry. He's sorry. People are telling him, your stupid application, your technology let Trump be president. Yeah, I'm really sorry. And then the very same people that know that and tell you that, tell you, hey, I don't like him using Twitter. Trump needs to get off of Twitter. Who do you think wants Trump off of Twitter? See, the left also told you this. They told you Donald Trump lived and died by polls. You remember that? Here was something that Politico wrote in 2015. It is an existential question. Poll numbers are, unlike perhaps any candidate in history, central to Trump's pitch to voters. In his telephone and in-person morning talks or interviews and his evening rallies, not to mention his hyperactive Twitter account, he rarely lets an opportunity escape without mentioning his titanic standing. Wow, my poll numbers have just been announced and they've gone through the roof. Trump was talking about his poll numbers while he was presidential candidate, when the left loved him. Oh, he relies on his poll numbers. Okay? Then, in 2016, here's what they said. Politico. Donald Trump appears to have rekindled the flame for his on-again, off-again relation with the polls, falling back in love with them, just as they show him narrowing Hillary Clinton's lead in the race for the White House. So Politico admits that Trump got mad at the polling. When did he get mad? After he became a Republican candidate and the left started trying to use the polls against him. But he didn't care. If you think Donald Trump cares about a poll, you are delusional. We got more on this subject when we come back. Keep it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The other day, I went to Cracker Barrel. I got more to talk about with Trump's polling, but I want to stop for a second. I was at Cracker Barrel, and I'm looking around. I wasn't there to make fun of crackers. No, not at all. I mean, you were safe. Anyway, I was looking around, and you see all the nostalgia. You know, the old Pepsi bottle, Coke bottle, the old farm implements, the pictures of old white people and whatever. And it is very nostalgic. It made me think of the people that in my life that I lost, like my great-grandfather, Pawpaw. He was a sharecropper. And I don't really know what he did for a living because I didn't, you know, only watched that movie with Sally Field and Danny Glover, where he played old Mose. But, you know, I've seen old black people working in the field, but I never had to work that hard in the field because we had tractors and things like that. There were farm implements, but I can only imagine my great-grandfather,
who was probably fish belly white, but he was working out in the sun all day, so he's blacker than Miles Davis, but he worked hard. And I was thinking about looking at the implements that they had to use and the lifestyle that he led, and I think of what people go through today, these whiny leftists. You know, the backs that America was built on. And I had such a sense of pride how far we'd come. And you're the reason. It isn't because of those whiny pukes. It's because of you, you conservatives. You're the people who understand you get paid for your hard work and your effort. You shouldn't get paid to do nothing. I was very proud of you guys sitting in there at the Cracker Barrel. At the crack of dawn, too. Right when they opened, I was over there because I had an early day. Anyway, talking about Trump and the polling. Talking about how the left wants you to believe that Donald Trump lives and breathes by the polls. You remember when Trump was running for office as in the Republican primary and he was like, yeah, I'm gaining in the polls. They're not really making up a lot of ground on me in the polls. And the polls, the polls, the polls. The polls were favorable to Trump. You want to know why? You already know why, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Because they wanted him to win. They were giving him the truth. He was holding his own. He was gaining. After these debates, Trump was bloop, 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 bloop. He'd go up 2-3 points. When people would drop out, the numbers went. They were consistent. It wasn't like Ted Cruz got him or Rand Paul got him or Carly Fiorina. They were either evenly distributed or Trump bumped up. I was actually surprised. That's what was happening. So we were watching these polls, legitimate. Donald Trump, 30%, 31, 32, whatever. And people were surprised by this. And then as soon as Dr. Carson dropped out, boom, the numbers started going up. Trump, remember when Trump got into the 40s? I was flabbergasted. At that point, I started thinking, you know what? He might just do it. And I said, whoever did it, I'm going to support him. And I have been consistent. But then Trump entered a whole new dimension. He became the person they wanted to go after Hillary. And this was after we started discovering all the things about Hillary. Then you know what they did? They started faking the polls on her side. Hillary's very popular. She's loved. People love Hillary and they love Barack Obama. And Bernie Sanders, he's all right. We'll tolerate him. And all the glowing polls, Barack Obama, he's going to be the most popular president ever to leave office. Hillary Clinton, the most qualified person to ever become president. And polling after poll, poll after poll after poll, how great Hillary was, how beautiful, how lovely, how elegant. I mean, you couldn't find a poll that said anything negative about this chick. Same thing with Bernie Sanders. Bernie's coming along. He's doing all right. Barack Obama, he's a god. No one can touch him. How dare anyone try to follow Barack Obama as president? Poll after poll, right? And then there's Trump. And suddenly, when Trump starts saying, wait a minute, I don't believe these polls. There's Trump being a baby about the polls. What does he know? We're pollsters. How dare he? And Trump's going, I'm saying it's foul. I think people are manipulating. I think this means the election. Though, I can't believe he would say he would dare question the sanctity of the United States electoral system. How we elect up. This is an outrage. What are they doing now? The Russians. Pass me that vodka, please. Thank you. Thank you, Vlad. I mean, it's crazy. And why? Because they want to get a crook elected. They don't want a billionaire businessman who has no political ties, nobody, doesn't owe a soul, who ran a campaign at half the cost of Hillary Clinton, much more efficient, and they don't want him in because they don't trust him. He's dumb. She's smart. Barack Obama's smart, and Trump, the only billionaire of the bunch, is dumb. He didn't just inherit $1 billion. He made it. Then they're questioning, is he really worth this much? You know what? I think Donald Trump was indeed worth $10 billion. And they were saying he was worth $2 billion. Mark Cuban, he can't cash a check. He can't do so-and-so. Donald Trump's worth every penny he said he's worth. Donald Trump's, I'm just telling you, he's of the mindset of, look, If you're going to call me a billionaire, at least make it right. Don't be lying about it. It's $10 billion. It's not like I'm bragging. That's what it is. But they want to hate this guy. And they want you to hate him. And that's why these stupid polls. He's at 36% approval. Where? In Africa? In Somalia? Where? I bet you Donald Trump polls better than Obama in Kenya. Shut up. They don't know nothing about what Trump is polling. Why would anybody be mad at him? Oh, he didn't pass Obamacare. It took Obamacare a year and a half to get it implemented. To get it in. Why is Donald Trump, he's only got 6 months to get rid of it. He's been doing other things. He's been kind of busy, in case you hadn't worried about it. You don't know what he's been doing? I'll tell you what he's been doing. You see, y'all got me mad. It got me mad, man. I don't even like getting mad, but they got me mad. What's Donald Trump been up to? Created a million jobs in his first 4 months. Companies all over the country, optimistic about their futures, going, bring us some more Donald Trump. Oh, there's a few naysayers paid to say the right thing. Democrats still out there with their policy groups. I mean, their, what do they call them? The lobbyists going, hey, listen, Mr. CEO of Blankety Blank Company, if you'll say something negative, we'll figure out a way to make you some money. Okay, I don't like Donald Trump. He's mean. Trump removed almost $2 trillion of onerous regulations. That's money that's gone back into productivity. Businesses love it, and the left won't say a word. Million jobs in his first 4 months versus losing over $3.9 million in his first 6 months. Trump's first 6 months, too, by the way. But Barack Obama losing almost $4 million jobs in his first 6 months in office. And people, will you ever hear that comparison? President Trump, or Trump, if you like that, he has prevented the debt from creeping over $20 trillion, which we were all just going, when is it going to happen? Vegas probably was taking odds. Not a word. Illegal immigration, way down. Border prescribes the decrease as miraculous. That was their words. I saw the story. A 53% decrease in the number of apprehensions at the southwest border since last year. And not because Border Patrol is more inept, but because there's less people coming over. First visit abroad, Donald Trump meets with the Saudis, who supposedly hate him. Right? They're Muslims. He meets with them, has a great meeting, and gets the largest contract we've ever written with the Saudis over 10 years, $350 billion, and said to them, oh, by the way, guys, we're no longer going to be protecting you. You're going to deal with Iran, not us. So they upped the ante on the number of weapons and systems they wanted and said, okay, we'll be dealing with it ourselves. So in effect, he got us some of our money back for oil that we've been overpaying for. Detail by detail, Donald Trump exposes Obama and destroys his legacy. And he destroys the media, and he destroys leftism in general. And what does the media do? They dig a hole for their party. They dig a hole for all of their organizations. They create this victorious platform for Donald Trump without even knowing it. I told you, always look to the end before you start figuring out your strategy. They are literally stacking the bodies of the carcasses of media people up in a pile. And Donald Trump ascends what I consider to be a leftist throne, a mound of carcasses that represent the dead media outlets that represent the leftists of all ilk. And I picture him wearing his Make America Great Again hat and holding an American flag as his supporters smell the sweet stench of victory.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.